Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 24th, 1958, and the title is Poncho Returns. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Favano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Poncho's Return. Some of the tales told about the daring and bravery of the famed Cisco Kid and his faithful, jovial companion, Poncho, became legend even during their lifetimes. The fabulous exploits of these two kept their names on the tongues of almost every person on the frontier during the 1870s. One such adventure occurred in the town of Flagstaff, Arizona. As our story opens, a small, weasel-eyed rider calls to his huge, hulking partner as they approach the fork of a dusty road.
Pull up here at the fork of the road, Howie.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Whoa, there. Hey, why are we stopping here, Slick?
So as we can make up our minds which way to go, Howie.
I already made up my mind, Slick. I'm going with you.
Sometimes I wonder why I bother with a big dummox like you, Howie.
Because I'm big and strong. And because I always do what you tell me. Don't I, Slick?
Yeah. Let me see. This fork will take us to Flagstaff, and that one will take us to Winslow.
Which one is the closest? I'm hungry.
You're always hungry. Hey, how about that?
How about me being hungry?
No, lunkhead. I'm referring to the poster tacked under the signpost.
What's it say, Slick?
That they're going to hold a party to raise funds for a new schoolhouse. Admission, $2. And that everybody's invited.
You and me? We're invited too, huh?
We sure are. And we're going right to Flagstaff. Get up.
Get up there. Hey, we ain't got no $2, Slick. We ain't got no money at all, you said.
Yeah, we're going to remedy that situation mighty soon.
But how are we going to get into the party without no $2, Slick?
Who cares about going to the party, you mushhead? I'm thinking about the money they'll collect because of the party. That money's going to line our pockets.
I'd rather spend it for something to eat.
You blasted half-wit, you loco dummy. What do you think I've been yammering about? Oh, I'll pull a job on myself. What do I need you for anyhow? Get up, Broomtail.
Hey! Hey, Slick! Wait for me! What if it's like the last time? In order to get the money, you gotta kill somebody. You need me. Get up. Get up there.
You see, Panchito, everything Pancho tells you about his Arizona country is it true. Here the sunshine shines here, and the birds sing song here. And the beautiful thing is more beautiful, huh?
Gee, Uncle Pancho, it's all just like you say.
You just wait, Panchito. Wait till Cisco meet up with us. Then you see how the exciting things always happen to Cisco and Pancho.
And always just in the nick of time. You save Cisco for the scenery of his life, huh, Uncle Pancho?
Yeah, well, you know, like this, you see what the... Where'd you get such an idea, Panchito?
From all the stories you told Panchito back in Hermosillo, Uncle Pancho. You and Gran Caballero. That Cisco kid not could get along without you.
See, that's right. And Cisco not get along without Pancho. Pancho not get along without Cisco.
See, Uncle Pancho, you the one what Cisco got to depend on to always get him out of the troubles.
Well, Cisco help Pancho out of the troubles, too. Oh, look, Panchito. There's the town of Flagstaff up ahead.
What, Lupe Otago? He got so much more many houses than Hermosillo.
Guadalupe Otago. You sound just like cousin in the Lopo video. You see the house over there, Panchito? And that's the house of Senora Winnie Carson will be going to meet Cisco.
Well, this is what Panchito wait for. You see him? You see him, Uncle Pancho?
No, Panchito. And Pancho hopes Cisco not here yet. Because Pancho want to talk to Senora Winnie about the birthday party for Cisco, like Pancho told you.
Pancho, you wall-eyed maverick. Hey!
It's Senora Winnie, Panchito. Go!
Well, if you ain't a sight for sore eyes.
First day, Senora Winnie. I'm Pancho so glad to see you. It's you the sight for the sore eyes, too.
See, Senora Winnie, you make Panchito the sore eyesight, too.
What's that? Your echo?
No, I Uncle Pancho, little nephew. I Panchito.
See, he even got the name after me. I Pancho and he Panchito. We almost the same.
Well, I'll be trumped by a thundering herd of buffalo, you sure are. You even look enough alike to be twins. Panchito's an exact miniature of you, Pancho.
See, Panchito fat just like Uncle Pancho.
See, that goes Panchito like to eat just like Uncle Pancho.
And don't I know you like to eat. Say, guess what I'm having for dinner?
Chicken dumplings, mashed potatoes, and gooseberry pie.
Same old Pancho.
And the same old Panchito, too, no?
Yeah, I reckon so. I reckon I'll have to include this pint-sized version of you in everything I say from now on. Well, come on into the house, both of you.
Grazie, Signora Winnie. Cisco not here yet, huh?
Nope. I've been sitting on pins and needles waiting for him.
Oh, that's too bad. That got to hurt a lot, no, Signora?
Hurt? Well, I'll be... Yeah, he's just like you, Pancho.
Signor, Pancho wanted to talk to you about a birthday party for Cisco. You see, the tomorrow after tomorrow is Cisco's birthday.
And Uncle Pancho make the plans for the birthday's party all the time we're riding from Hermosillo.
Hang on to them plans. Here comes Cisco now.
Cisco, Pancho. Now's
the time for the jokes we play on him, Uncle Pancho.
Oh, what joke?
Well, you see. Come, Senora, we go into the house. Andale.
Well, but don't you want to see Cisco?
It's all up to you now, Panchito.
See, Uncle Pancho?
And we not close the door all the way just enough so Cisco not see us and be able to listen, Senora.
All this blame tomfoolery.
Shh. Quieto, Senora, please.
Pancho! Pancho! What has happened? Santos!
I've been sick!
You've been sick
for
Madre del Burro, you are not Pancho for a moment. I thought that.
Cisco!
Pancho, amigo mio!
Oh, Cisco, he's so good to see you again. Make Pancho so happy, Pancho, not the one to say.
Chico, this is not the time for sadness.
I don't know what to say.
This is the time for a fiesta.
Oh, well, sure it is, Pancho.
See, this is the time we all got to be very glad, Uncle Pancho.
That is the right idea, niño. Hey, Pancho, who is this miniature duplicate of you?
Oh, he my little nephew. 4 times removed. He Panchito, he get his name after me.
Si, Cisco, I named Panchito because I just like Uncle Pancho.
As alike as 2 apples on a tree, excepting that one's bigger than the other, eh?
When is this, Senora Winnie? In all the excitement, I neglected to greet you. I am sorry.
Oh, same old sweet-talking Cisco. Lucky for you, I'm so old, or I'd rope, hog-tie, and brand you and make you settle down.
If you did that, Senora Winnie, How we could give him all the troubles what Pancho get Cisco out of.
They're right. Uncle Pancho got to save Cisco all the time.
Not all the time, Panchito. No, that's not what Uncle Pancho tells you.
Never mind, Pancho. So you are Panchito, little Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Panchito glad to meet up with you. Aye!
You not only look and dress like Pancho, you even talk like him.
You want to grow up to be just like Pancho, too.
Madre mia, you put on a lot of weight while you were in Hermosillo, Pancho.
See, after Pancho get the measles...
Panchito get them, too.
Panchito already got them. Pancho catch them from Jew. And then when Pancho old better from the measles...
Panchito get better, too.
Well, anyway, Pancho gets the mumps.
Panchito gets the mumps, too.
And then, of course, Pancho gets the mumps. And Pancho got to eat a lot more so Pancho's stomach be around as Pancho's cheeks.
What excuse for eating can you connect with the chicken pox you had?
By the time Pancho get the chicken pox, that eating so much get to be a habit.
And Panchito have everything the same, just like Uncle Pancho.
I guess you intend to have the last word, Panchito. And from the look on Pancho's face, I guess we'd better tend to the horses until his temper cools off.
Yeah, the little Panchito, he talk and he talk all the time.
Oh, Pancho, you can't stay mad at the little fella.
Pancho not really mad, Senora Winnie. Pancho glad Panchito and Cisco go look after the horses.
Yeah, you mentioned something before about a birthday party for Cisco.
That's right, Cisco's birthday, and Pancho wanted to make a surprise party for Cisco.
Well, by the big corn on the little toe of my Aunt Cornelia, I got just the answer. We're holding a party here in town to raise funds for a new schoolhouse.
The tomorrow after tomorrow?
Yeah, the day after tomorrow. I'll just bake an extra big cake for Cisco, and we'll have his birthday party at the same time.
Bueno, Senora Willie, that'd be wonderful. You know, Pancho got the hunch is going to be the most surprising surprise party that Cisco ever get.
This here's Winnie Carson's place, Howie. And this big red barn is where they're going to hold the party. Whoa. Whoa there.
Whoa. Whoa, you.
Hey, this is going to be made to order for us.
What do you mean, Slick?
The way they fixed up this barn for the party.
Yeah, sure is pretty with all them flags and streamers.
Who's talking about the decorations? I mean the way the feed room's been made into an office. Even went to the trouble of putting in a window to sell tickets.
I bet that's where they're going to collect the money, Slick.
Naturally, what do you think I... Oh, what's the use? Now, listen. Here's what you're going to do, Howie. And now remember it, too.
I will, Slick. I will. You'll see.
There's a door...
You're going to be proud of me.
Yeah. There's a door to the feed room from the outside. After the money's collected, use that door to get in there and you collect that money.
I'll collect it, Slick. And if the hombre who's guarding it tries to stop me... I'll shoot him dead.
You'll do nothing like that, you understand, Howie?
But you said before...
Listen to me. I told you I heard the Cisco kid's going to be at the party. If either you or the guard shoot a gun, Cisco will take a hand. I don't want that.
I'd like to get my hands on that Cisco kid's throat. I'd smother the life out of him.
That's what I told you to do to the guard if he tries to sound an alarm. Remember it. As for the Cisco kid, maybe someday you'll get a chance at him, too. Leave it to me. I'll find a way. A way that'll cause Cisco sudden and certain death.
And if Cisco's instinct for danger is dimmed because of the party, there is a good chance Slick's words may come true. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, Butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Poncho's Return. Slick Olmsted and moronic Howie Armstrong planned to steal the money being raised by a party for a new schoolhouse. After a series of childhood illnesses, Poncho returns to Flagstaff, Arizona, from Hermosillo, Mexico, with his young nephew and namesake, Panchito. Poncho asks Winnie Carson's help in arranging a surprise birthday party for Cisco. They agree it would be ideal to have it at the same time as the school party. Now, Poncho, Winnie, and Panchito discuss the approaching celebration.
Daddy, time when Poncho saved the senorita her birthday party from the bad hombre who tried to kill her.
You one brave caballero, Uncle Poncho.
Didn't Cisco have anything to do with it, Poncho?
Oh, see, the Cisco helped save her, too.
But Uncle Poncho was the one that...
Nonsense. Poncho couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag without Cisco to help him.
Huh?
Now, look here. You two scat out of my kitchen, or I'll never get Cisco's birthday cake done in time for the party tonight. Go on, now.
One momento, Senora Winnie.
Two momentos, Senora Winnie. One for Panchito.
Go on, now. Get!
This is not the way you tell me you were able to handle Senora's Uncle Poncho.
Oh, shame on you, Poncho, filling that kid's head with such fiddle-faddle.
Oh, Poncho, only try...
You don't have to take my word for it. Here comes Cisco now. He'll tell you the same thing.
Hey, what was Panchito muttering about as I passed him?
About the wild tales Poncho's been filling his head with. Come on into the kitchen. I'll tell you all about it. Now, don't be trying to sneak out now, Poncho.
Poncho not trying to sneak out, Senora Winnie. Poncho just...
Never mind.
What is this all about?
Oh, Poncho here's been telling Panchito...
I've been meaning to talk to you about that, Chico. Some of the stories you told Panchito while you were in Hermosillo are...
Not you be mad with Poncho, Cisco.
I'm not angry, amigo, but how is it possible to...
Poncho know what you're going to say, Cisco. Poncho not going to help making the stories about what we really do a little bit bigger. Because Panchito, he's such a good listener.
Why, in every one of them stories you've told him, you made it seem like you did everything and Cisco only helped you.
Well, everybody in Hermosillo expect Poncho to be the hero, because they know Poncho ride with Cisco.
I guess you could not disappoint them, amigo.
No, you're right, Cisco. And you see, Senora Winnie, Cisco understand.
Well, I guess you're entitled to stretch a tail a little. I gotta finish that cake for the party tonight.
I am sure we will all have a good time. For one thing, there is no trouble any of us can get into.
That the troubles.
What is the trouble?
That there are no troubles.
What?
Well, how is it possible to show Panchito how Pancho captured the bandidos if there are no troubles?
I suppose you want us to hire some bandits to steal the money we're going to collect from the new schoolhouse just so you can prove to Panchito that you're supposed to be a hero.
Oh, Senora Winnie, you do that for Pancho?
I wouldn't no more do that.
Please, Senora, please, Cisco. We're not going to say in Porfirio and Cipriano tell all the things what happened to them.
I guess Pancho's reputation in Hermosillo has suffered.
See, that's the truth. Besides, Panchito tried to do everything Pancho doing. And there's no better way for him to learn to be brave than to see Poncho do the brave things.
Oh, I don't see the logic of that.
Poncho's reasoning does not need logic.
Well, I reckon I can go along with a joke, same as the next fella.
Bueno. What if we leave Poncho and Panchito to guard the money tonight after this collected?
Si.
And I know just the fella to pretend he's a bandit. He's the blacksmith's new helper, big and tough-looking, and his name is Joe Chaffee.
Well, everybody here know him. They know the hold-up not for real.
Well, don't fret none about that. Joe's new in this part of the country. Very few folks know him.
What about those that do?
Oh, I can ask them to keep their lips buttoned about the whole business.
Oh, Senora Willis, you're wonderful. Be sure to tell that big hombre to act real tough in front of Panchito.
Better be sure that hombre knows it is all pretense. We do not want Pancho to get hurt.
Solomon Gamarra, to hear you, a body'd think this was going to be a real holdup. Why, there's as much chance of that as there is that Pancho'd give up eating.
Hey, Slick, look. That little fat kid's just come out of the office.
That leaves that fat hombre in there alone. Now's the time to go after that money, Howie. I'll get our horses.
And I'll be coming out of this same back door, so be sure to have the horses here.
Where else would I be? That's what I told you. Go on, get in there.
All right, all right. Get your hands up in the air, hombre. If you try to let out a yell, I'll choke the life out of you.
Buenas tardes, senor. Pancho waiting for you.
You've been waiting for me?
See, put away the gun. Now's not the time to juice it. Later when Panchito come back.
What?
The senora not tell you? You wait till Panchito come back and then Pancho give you the money.
But that ain't the way it's supposed to be. Slick said that
how
you would...
How you can tell Pancho know how it's supposed to be when Pancho the one was making it up?
He didn't tell me that. You mean you made it up and Slick just sent me...
It's very slick and smart idea, no?
Slick and smart, huh?
See, slick and smart, no?
Then you're smart, huh?
Yeah, Pancho's smart.
Howdy, Mr. Pancho smart. I'm... You know who I am?
No, who'd you?
Howie.
Howie? You're right, but who'd you?
Howie.
Oh, how he all right, too.
Who?
He.
Who he?
Who he? That's not what you say before. You say Howie.
Yeah, that's me. Howie Armstrong. How do you do, Mr. Smart? Now, you better give me the money and I'll get out of here.
You not listen very good. Pancho told you we gotta wait till Panchito come back. There. The music stop. That means the dance over. And Panchito just go to watch the dancers. And he'd be back pronto.
Well, that a wonderful dance, Uncle Pancho. Oh, who this big, tall hombre here, Uncle Pancho?
Not the time. Pancho not afraid of that gun, bandido.
Madre mia, bandido.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Get your hands up in the air, hombre. I'm taking this here money.
Come on, Uncle Pancho. We show these coyotes how we take care of bandidos.
Huh?
Now, why'd you step out of the way like that, senor?
That little kid was gonna butt me with his head.
See, he knocked himself out against the wall. He only tried to do what Pancho always do.
What's taking you so long, Howie? Stick a knife in that hombre's ribs and let's get out of here.
Madre mia, real bandidos.
Pick up that money box and get moving, Howie.
Not so fast, Curtis.
Cisco!
Hey!
They're more genuine bandits.
Mr. Cisco,
see him, Howie?
You and I get my hands on you.
Look out for that big ape, Cisco.
You will not get your hands on me.
Swing around, Howie, so I can use this knife.
Not as long as I can grab you. You weasel, twist the knife.
My hand. Let me at him, Slick.
Help, put me down.
See right into your bandido part. Where's... You sidewinder,
for using
a knife, so you will not do it again.
Look out behind you, Cisco, that big ox is...
Try to do to me what you did to Slick and I.
It will be tried and done.
Caesar and Sassafras, you knocked them both out cold, Cisco.
They'll remain that way until we drag them over to the jail. Pancho, how is Panchito?
All the time you're fighting, Cisco, Pancho trying to bring Panchito too.
Horn, toes, and hoot owls. He sure has a big lump on top of his head.
That's from the wall what Panchito run into. He knocked himself out. He come to now. He going to be all right.
Why, what happened to Panchito's head?
You are all right, Panchito.
Sure you are. After a double help him, a gooseberry pie, and birthday cake, he'll be fit to fiddle.
Santa Maria, Uncle Pancho knocked out that big bandido. That other hombre would knock out. He a bandido, too?
My Uncle Pancho got to tell you the truth, little Panchito.
The truth of the matter is, Panchito, that these two bandidos would not be lying here knocked out cold if it were not for your Uncle Pancho.
Cisco.
He deserves all the credit.
But they don't intend to do
it. Is that not right, Senora Winnie?
It sure is, Cisco. Pancho deserves every last ounce of credit for what happened.
Yeah. Well, that Uncle Pancho, the bestest fighter in the whole world. When Panchito go back to Hermosillo, he will tell everybody all about it.
Well, if it all right with Cisco and Senora Winnie, you tell them that, Panchito. But be sure to say, too, that Pancho learned everything he know from the Cisco Kid.
Santos, this is the biggest surprise of all. A birthday party for me after all that has happened.
Oh, look, here comes the birthday cake Senora Winnie baked for you, Cisco.
Make way for the cake and watch out for the candles. They gotta stay lit until Cisco blows them out.
See, Cisco, you gotta blow out the candles all at one time so your wish come true.
Well, my wish has already come true, senores and senores. Pancho is well again and back with me to ride as mi compañero. Pancho, you blow out the candles on this cake so you can make a wish and it will come true.
No, Cecil. We let Panchito do it. Because of what happened with those bandidos, Pancho's wish already come true, too.
Well, hurry up and get on with it, Panchito, because I'm making a wish, too. Long life, health, and happiness to the Cisco Kid and to Pancho, too. Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
All the family back in Hermosillo be glad to see Panchito when he get there.
And they'll be very interested in the adventure he had while we visited Flagstaff.
Thanks to you and Senora Winnie, Panchito tell the story the way Pancho liked to have it told. He make Pancho feel just like a hero.
What difference does it make as long as the banditos are both in jail? Tell me, did you know Panchito's teacher was coming here to Arizona for a visit?
No, Cisco, but it's good for us he do it. Because he's able to take Panchito back to Hermosillo with him.
See, it saved us a long trip. You know, that teacher is a very smart hombre.
See, Pancho studied with him for a while when Pancho was in Hermosillo.
I did not know that. Did you learn a great deal?
Pancho learned so much, the teacher said Pancho was smarter than him.
You smarter than the teacher?
Smarter than the teacher.
Oh, come now, Pancho.
See, the teacher himself say that it's not possible for him to teach Pancho anything.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Andiamo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.